WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School District's career page now lists an opening for transportation director.
This comes 4 weeks after the start of the school year, where an outside consultant was hired to resolve problems getting students bused to and from school. WTAW News has reached out to Superintendent Christy Whitbeck about what happened to the former director. Rob Welsh, a former superintendent in Centerville, was the transportation director in Melissa, north of McKinney, when he came to Bryan in June of last year on the recommendation of former Superintendent Tommy Wallace. Board President Trey Moore says he cannot comment on personnel decisions other than the superintendent. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Two former leaders of local public agencies are now in new places. The former president of the Research Valley Partnership, Todd McDaniel, is now with the city of Bryan as an economic development specialist. City officials say that's a new position created for the new city budget that begins October 1st. McDaniel has been working for the city since August 21st. And the former president of what used to be called the Convention and Visitors Bureau, Shannon Overby, is in the private sector working for a company involved in the travel industry. Among the several expected negative impacts of Hurricane Harvey is Texas's housing market. The state's listings activity, home prices, and sales experienced strong gains in the first half of the year, but Harvey is expected to affect real estate activity in many areas. President of the BCS Regional Association of Realtors, Chad Hovde, says they've already seen some transactional changes.
When buyers are engaged in the mortgage process, there are some additional layers that have to be gone through now to have the properties reinspected and walked by appraisers a second time before we close, just to make sure that the property didn't sustain any damage. And we sort of don't know how long those reinspects will be lasting.
Although at a slower rate than the previous 3 years, the median home price and home sales in Bryan College Station both increased 8.1% in the first half of 2017. 4 days after being released from jail, a Bryan man is back following his arrest on a murder charge. Bryan police accuse 18-year-old Saul Lee Suarez Jr. of being armed and being nearby when a juvenile traded gunfire at Williamson Park a week ago last Friday. 19-year-old Jonathan Munoz died in the shooting. According to the BPD's Facebook page, Suarez and a 16-year-old conspired to rob Munoz of his marijuana at the park. Suarez stayed in the car with a sawed-off shotgun while the 16-year-old and Munoz traded gunfire. Munoz died at the park, and the 16-year-old received medical treatment for minor injuries before he was taken to juvenile detention. Bryan police has video evidence of last Thursday's shooting that killed a Bryan man. The victim, 30-year-old Carlos De Jesus Marr, was shot in the parking lot of the University Inn on South Texas by the man who was arrested on a murder charge, 35-year-old William Thomas Curry III of Bryan. According to the arrest report, the hotel's video surveillance shows Curry walking towards Marr in the parking lot and Curry firing a pistol. Marr was unarmed, according to the video. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 75 degrees. You can call or text us this morning to be part of the show, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Mid-South Synergy is excited to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. With a solar farm located in Vidice, Texas, Synergy Solar takes the hassle out of generating smart, clean energy and offers the benefits of solar energy to our members. Synergy Solar has proved to be accessible, affordable, and renewable by offering a maintenance-free program. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop or call 936-825-5100.
You have an office space.
Hello!
So how do you make the best use of your space?
From design to installation, Systems Office Furniture will create a welcoming, efficient office environment within your budget. We supply new and pre-owned office furniture, and with prices at 50 to 60% below retail, you're making a smart business decision. Many large Brazos Valley businesses have trusted Systems Office Furniture to create their offices, and you should too. Visit our showroom Monday through Friday on Highway 30 between Harvey Road and William D. Fitch, or go to createmyoffice.com. That's createmyoffice.com.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW 710. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Partial sun today, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm through the afternoon hours, highs anywhere from 90 to 95. Clouds night, lows will be near 75. For tomorrow, partial sun, shower, thunderstorm possible during the afternoon, 90 to 95 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, we'll have a few clouds. It remains warm, lows 75 to 80. Wednesday, some sun, chance of a shower, thunderstorm later in the day, and a high of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, going to hear a little bit from Kevin Sumlin following that victory over Louisiana Lafayette this past Saturday. So we'll be talking Aggie sports as well as some of the high school scores from Friday night around the area. And the Houston Astros won their first divisional series, or make that the first division championship in 16 years. So we'll talk a little bit about that. The Astros looking pretty good heading into the postseason. All that more coming up in sports.
Well, you know, and if you're an old guy, back in 1986, Mike Scott clinched the National League West by throwing a no-hitter.
Yeah.
I mean, never mind that they lost to the Mets and didn't go to the World Series.
Right.
But the fact that Mike Scott could be at home throwing no-hitter and
get the pretty cool way to do it.
It really was.
The Astros clinched the Western Division Championship in 86. They did so in spectacular fashion.
Yeah.
Thanks to Cy Young Award winner Mike
Sweet
Scott.
Music.
Yeah. The Astros radio announcer was a guy named Gene Elston, and Gene was low-key, to say the least. But there you go. They win the championship, and the last pitch, and they throw the ball to first base, and all Gene Elston said was, "There it is."
There it is.
He did not say no-hitter, any of that.
There, what just, is Gene?
There it is. It was anticlimactic from...
You know, that team was pretty stacked.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, you had Nolan, you had Scott.
Yeah.
And then you also had Dickie Thon. You had Jose Cruz.
Yeah.
Alan Ashby.
The original Jose Cruz.
Right.
Not junior.
Yeah. Glenn Davis had 31 homers that year and 101 RBI.
Yeah, they were not bad. So there you go. So now, we didn't get this story last week. Did you hear about the kid who wrote the president and said, "I want to mow the lawn at the White
yes.
House"? We didn't talk about that. We should
we
have.
We didn't.
11 years old,
mm-hmm.
has his own lawn mowing business, and you know, they got video of it. He was so into mowing the lawn, he didn't even see the president come up behind him.
Yeah.
But
he was focused.
Well,
yes.
His dad eventually, because I saw the video, his dad had to make him stop and turn it off so he could talk to the president because he
president.
Kept mowing.
Yeah. Well, it's a customer. You don't want
yeah,
to
mow. Exactly.
Yeah. Anyhow, that's cool. There's
what I'm wondering, though, is the kid had earplugs, he had safety glasses on. What is this stuff?
Yeah, that's, I know. Well,
he's 11, Zach.
But he was wearing shorts, which, you know, probably there'd be the Lawnmower Safety Association would say you shouldn't.
I'm just saying, you haven't lived and you haven't really grown up mowing until you take a rock off the forehead.
Yeah, right off the forehead. I don't know about that. Certainly on your ankles, though, from just stuff. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, J.J. Watt's Hurricane Harvey Fund is done.
Yes.
$37 million.
Yes,
not
that's insane.
Not too shabby.
Wow. They said more than 200,000 people donated.
That's a really cool thing that he did.
Well, again, but he's one in a million. I mean, that's as a result that a lot of people respond.
He's wonderful, isn't he, Chelsea?
Yes.
And
amazing.
Well, and is he back playing now? Is he
Yeah, he's back.
Yeah, his finger's a little jacked up.
All right.
I think his finger's almost about to fall off.
I know.
Really?
Yeah. At least that's the way they make it seem.
But who needs a finger?
He's making good money.
Yeah.
That's all that matters. So there's signs up everywhere in the pharmacy. Your doctor's pushing it. It's time to get your flu shot because, after all, we're going to have a heat index of 101 today.
So I'm thinking flu, head colds,
yeah,
you know.
Nothing says
all
that.
All sorts of stuff.
Now, but is it too early? The science is inconclusive as to how long a flu shot protection actually lasts. Some studies show that if the flu strain hasn't mutated, last year's shot still protects you.
Oh, okay.
Last year's shot might still protect you. We're not doctors and don't play them on the radio, but just saying. Other research shows that your flu shot may not even last 8 months, especially if you're over 65. An early flu shot is definitely better than no flu shot at all, but your best bet is to wait until mid-October. That way, even if your immunity only lasts 6 months, it'll carry you through the peak of flu season.
Okay.
Are we going to have our yearly little
thing here
line
at the radio station?
They don't even offer suckers or anything afterwards.
No,
I get
they
pretty
don't.
Ticked off about
I don't,
that.
I don't get my flu shot. I don't get one.
Oh,
I never have.
Are you? Are
and
you
I've
like
never
a vaccine,
had the flu.
A vaccine
no,
truther?
No, not at all. I've never gotten it, and I've never gotten the flu. So I don't know why I'm going to start now.
Well, it must be nice.
I never have either. I never have.
You never gotten the flu?
No,
how have y'all never gotten the flu before?
Well, because we don't get our flu shot,
yeah,
Zach.
That's right. Yeah. Now, and the deal is, don't go to your doctor this week, and the doctor suggests that you get your flu shot, and you go, no, the infomaniac said I didn't need to.
Right.
Don't,
I'm not telling. I'm not. That. I'm just saying personally,
right.
I never have.
Exactly. Do what you think would be the
absolutely
best thing to do.
Yeah. No, I'm not anti-vaccines or anything. I've also never had the chicken pox.
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
Well, I did do that.
But I did get my chickenpox vaccine,
that,
you know, once it was
maybe
available.
Maybe
living on the
avoid
edge.
The shingles.
Living on the edge.
Yeah.
Chelsea Reaper.
Okay. Now,
Shield Maiden.
That's right. Exactly. Get a t-shirt. We'll get you a t-shirt because you probably don't want to get a tat that says that, right?
Exactly.
Okay. We'll get you a little name badge that says Shield Maiden in case you weren't with us on Friday. You need a note from your doctor. They apparently had analyzed a skeleton that they found buried in a cave, knowing it was a Viking, clearly believing it was a man.
Mm-hmm.
After they ran the DNA test, they found out, no, it was a female Viking. So just saying.
Yep.
And they're called Shield Maidens. So there.
Could she
Olga
sing?
Olga the Shield Maiden.
Yeah.
Could she sing opera?
killed a rabbit. All right, anyhow, that's an old Bugs Bunny thing. Texas using the Air Force Reserve to spray for skeeters. They've already started doing that. I think they started it on Thursday. They're using a C-130 cargo plane to conduct the aerial sprays of the insecticide. And again, you wouldn't think that that's what you need to do, but it is.
So are they just buzzing over forests or
towns? No, I think every place. 600,000 square acres. It's mostly outside the city limits of Houston. But public officials say the goal is to reduce the effects of the mosquitoes, as there's going to be a lot of standing water in a whole bunch of places where there wasn't before, so clearly that could be part of the problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, have you ever guys ever gotten a mosquito bite before?
I have done that, yeah.
Is that what? Okay,
yeah, that,
all right.
That's
yes.
happened. That has happened. All right, there's a lady named Sally Quinn. She used to be a journalist on CBS News, and she is a D.C. socialite. She has written a book called Finding Magic. She believes that her powerful hexes and spirituality might kill people. That is why she refuses to cast a spell on President Trump.
Oh,
she's a good witch.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
The admitted occultist says that, believe me, since Trump was elected and since the election, I can't tell you how many friends have asked me to put a hex on Donald Trump. Okay. She has an interesting circle of friends, I'm sure.
Yes.
Let's call Sally and see if she'll put a hex on the president.
Right.
What do you think?
Yeah.
And she says, and I won't do it. I just said no. I don't do that anymore.
Well, good for Sally.
Anymore. So
well, yeah.
She's killed people with her hexes in the past.
That's how she knows it works. That's how she knows she's dangerous.
Actually, in the book, she claims her whole family is psychic.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, and they also hexed people who died. I'm not going into total detail, she said.
Well, yeah, because you'd be admitting to murder.
I would think so. There's sort of a ritual. I light candles and music and fire and notes and that kind of thing. And then I just sort of made it up.
Made it up.
This is what I had seen. Unfortunately, bad things happened to three people over a period of 5 years after she did this. Okay.
She just made it up.
Made it up.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
Right, exactly. So, that's it.
You got incantations. You got stuff you got to get.
Yeah. You've got books and movies to watch.
You just can't be making up spells willy-nilly.
Apparently,
Sally did.
Sally can do it. Her name is Sally Quinn. There you are. Soap opera with swords fan, are you? Well, word is out that HBO reportedly shooting multiple endings to Game of Thrones to stop the storyline from leaking. The president of HBO programming, Casey Blois, says he told students in Moravian College in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, that even the stars of the show don't know how it's going to end. The seventh season of the show was hit by several high-profile leaks. We know about that from hackers. So that's what they're going to do. They're going to come up with a lot of different...
I mean, aren't the books written? Can't you just go read the end of the book?
No, he hasn't. He hasn't written past the fourth one.
Oh.
So I thought I was a lot smarter than everybody because I had read the books, so I knew what was going to happen, and right. Now I have no idea.
Okay.
So y'all would have, like, breakout sessions?
Do what?
They have breakout sessions on the Game of Thrones.
I mean...
Has the show already gone past the books?
Yes, the show went past the books. It kind of jumped the shark, I guess, a couple of years ago.
Okay.
Honestly, I think the writing, you can tell when it went away from the books. I think it got worse.
Chelsea and I were talking about that last week. Yeah, discussing how the quality of the show.
You know, there's plenty of people up here who appreciate good literature.
Yeah.
So
I read the first two books, Zach.
Oh, did
okay.
you?
Okay. Yes.
Wow.
And they don't even have that many pictures in them. I'm good for you.
7:21. Zach has joined the Infomaniacs, by the way.
In case you didn't realize it. We're not sure how long he's going to last.
Oh.
We're going to have Indian leg wrestling down here in the break room pretty soon. All right, Peanut.
What is Indian leg wrestling?
What?
You've never heard of Indian leg wrestling?
No. All right.
In that case, we're going to have to show you, Charles.
All right. You lay down on the floor, each of you facing different directions.
Okay.
Then you raise your leg up, 1, 2, 3.
Yeah,
and then
gotcha.
You,
she's okay. got longer
My
legs
leg
than
is
me,
as long
yeah.
as Zach's body.
I was going to
so.
Say, you're liable to have the win when it comes to that. Peanut Butter Twix has officially made their way back to the marketplace.
Oh, I was going
to
say, I think they've already had that once.
But they're a little elusive.
Oh.
The marketing gurus at the candy giant may be toying with customers. They tweeted that they're, quote, not hoarding it themselves. In other words, they're hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
They encourage fans to share locations with the hashtag found new Twix. Or not. They just don't have time or patience to comb through every candy aisle. So they want you to help them tell others where they can find them. You can find an 18-pack of on Amazon for $35.
Good
what?
Lord.
$35 for Amazon to send you some of those.
Absolutely not.
That's almost $2 a Twix.
I know.
But
it's delivered to your home. So.
In that case.
Yeah. So Prince Charles.
Yep.
Has no interest in moving into mom's old digs. Well, you know, I don't know that he invited her. She invited him, rather. Sources tell the UK Sunday Times of London that the royal thinks that Buckingham Palace is, quote, too big and expensive. For the
Agreed.
Family home, yeah.
Agreed.
And hopes to stay in his very comfortable residence with it, which is Clarence House.
Okay.
I'm sure that is just, you know, the bare minimum, bones.
Of course, you know it. The servant count couldn't be much.
Right.
Word is his son, Prince William, agrees that the father-son duo would like to see the 775-room abode turned to an office that would be more accessible to the public.
Or they could just make it for boosters on the weekend.
They could do that.
They could do that, too.
Hey, the newest model making their way in New York City is from Austin, Texas.
Really?
Just 10 days after she was discovered washing dishes at a Chipotle, the New York Post says Remington Williams was spotted by a scout while working at a Chipotle in Austin just 2 weeks ago. Faster than you can say tacos and guac and hold the salsa. She's whisked off to New York to sign a modeling contract.
Wow. Yeah.
Good for her.
That's an unreal story.
She looks like a supermodel.
Does she?
Yeah.
Okay. After hanging up her kitchen gloves, the long-limbed redhead donned Calvin Klein, Marc Jacobs, and others, walking Fashion Week alongside some really big names. Her education is in fashion modeling.
Okay.
And originally from Denver, she is a graphic design student, I guess, at UT. And a longtime fashion fan who says, quote, will never stop creating art no matter what I'm doing for a living.
Wow.
She is now off to practicing for shows coming up in London, Paris, and Milan.
Any coincidence that this happened when Chipotle changed their queso?
Well, it could be that it was just so much of a challenge for her. She just said, I can't do this. Yeah. I'm out of here.
I do love it. They show her, like, you know, a split screen, and it's like her Chipotle.
Oh, really?
She looks mad in every picture.
Well,
she's not smiling.
Yeah, because she's a model.
Are you supposed to look hungry?
Oh, is that?
They're hangry.
You think about that. You think about it. She's been working at a fast food place.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. And she's skinny.
And she's going for the shredded lettuce, I
guess.
Yeah,
probably.
About it. All right.
I need a pool guy.
The pool guy is the guy. He's taken care of my pool for years.
What's his name?
My guy? The pool guy.
Yeah, but what's his name?
The pool guy.
Does he sell pool toys?
Yep, just go to the pool store in Tower Point Shopping Center.
So let me get this straight. Your pool guy is...
The pool guy.
And he has the pool store with pool cleaning and service guys?
You got it. And he builds new pools and renovates existing pools.
I'd still like to know his name.
It's the pool guy. 575-6200.
Good morning, 726 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Checking the weather, brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of their member-driven community, where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Going to be warm today, and actually the heat index may be over 100 today and tomorrow. Sorry about that. Do have a chance of some showers today. It's in at about 40%. We'll continue with the temps all week long, being in the lower 90s, and then the low temperatures will probably be in the middle 70s. Just not what you would expect as we get into the second half of July, but that's what we got. Currently, cloudy skies, 97% relative humidity, and 76.
Things are pretty quiet weather-wise as we
now, you know, that's the second time I did that, isn't it? All right, 76 degrees. There we
Trust
are.
A real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
You remember 8 years ago, teachers across the country made their students sing songs praising a new president. The lyrics went like this, Barack Hussein Obama. And for all your great accomplishments, we all do say, hooray, hooray, Mr. President, you are number one. Well, teachers aren't teaching those songs anymore. There's no hoorays in schools these days when it comes to the president. Lily Eskelson Garcia, president of the National Education Association, says that Donald Trump is scaring children across the country to tears. Ms. Garcia told the National Press Club last week that Trump creates fear in children, and that is unforgivable. She said that for the first time in our country's history, and I've talked to these teachers, she said, we have to comfort crying children because they are afraid of their president. The kids who are afraid, according to the NEA president, are girls wearing hijabs, children named Muhammad, Alfredo, and Juanita, as well as transgender children who just want to use the bathroom. Now, Ms. Garcia, you know who's responsible for scaring America's school children. You! You and your cohorts, your far-left teachers union, you're the ones teaching kids lies about the president and everything else. You're the one actually making them cry. And the thing is, they should cry once they figure out what a rotten education they're getting from you and the NEA. I don't blame them.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Equifax recently announced a security breach that could affect 143 million Americans. You need to take steps to get protection. Be among the millions who trust their identity protection to LifeLock. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect if your personal information is being used by online identity thieves. And if there's a problem, one of LifeLock's identity restoration agents will work to fix it. They know the steps to take and the calls to make to resolve problems as quickly as possible. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at all businesses. But rest assured that LifeLock has been helping people come out on the bright side of the identity theft.
Well, you know, that's the computer again. So let's see here. I think I have to close the program down. Chelsea, you ready to do some news?
I am ready when you are.
All right, let me see. We're going to give it one more shot here and see if it wants to open up. and protesting Mondays. Okay, let's do this. Let me go here. I think we're all right for a minute here.
Okay.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
Equifax recently announced a security breach that could affect 143 million Americans. You need to take steps to get protection. Be among the millions who trust their identity protection to LifeLock. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect if your personal information is being used by online identity thieves. And if there's a problem, one of LifeLock's identity restoration agents will work to fix it. They know the steps to take and the calls to make to resolve problems as quickly as possible. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at all businesses. But rest assured that LifeLock has been helping people come out on the bright side of the identity theft problem for over a decade. Plans start just $9.99 plus applicable taxes. Get 10% off by using the promo code RUSH 800-440-4833. Or go to LifeLock.com and use the promo code RUSH.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 75 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Next year's Bryan City budget, which starts October 1st, includes 11 new jobs. One of those has already been filled. The former president of the Research Valley Partnership, Todd McDaniel, started August 21st as an economic development specialist. The city council also approved three more police officers, a fire department person to serve multiple administrative duties, and a full-time and part-time position at the municipal golf course, among other positions. McDaniel is one of two who recently left leadership positions at local public agencies who are now in new places. The former president of what used to be known as the Convention and Visitors Bureau, Shannon Overby, is in the private sector working for a company involved in the travel industry. 4 weeks after the Bryan School District started off the new year with busing issues, the district is looking for a new transportation director.
Last Friday, Bryan ISD added the job posting, the hiring dates to be determined, and the closing dates when the position's filled. School Board President Trey Moore says he cannot comment on personnel decisions other than the superintendent. WTAW News has sent an email to Superintendent Christy Whitbeck asking what happened to former director Rob Welsh and the status of resolving busing problems that led to hiring an outside consultant on the first day of classes. Welsh came to Bryan in June of last year from North Texas, where he was transportation director in Melissa. He's also a former superintendent in Centerville. Six board members unanimously hired Welsh on the recommendation of former Superintendent Tommy Wallace. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Texas home sales volume, home prices, and listings activity experienced strong gains in the first half of the year, according to the mid-year report released by the Texas Association of Realtors. Home sales in the Twin Cities increased 8% in the first half of the year, while the median price also increased 8%. President of the BCS Regional Association of Realtors, Chad Hubdy, says this is a slower pace compared to the last 3 years.
We went through kind of a market surge where there was a lot of relocation to our market over the last 3 years. We had a lot of major employers that were staffing up, bringing folks in. There were times during that period where the university was staffing up on faculty. And so we saw a lot of outside folks moving to Bryan College Station, which sort of surged our marketplace here.
Hubdy says as the community shifts from expansion mode to a stabilized market, it becomes an advantage for home buyers.
The ability to press those price points on the seller end of the transaction is not quite as strengthened as it was over the last few years. And so I think what we'll see is we're already seeing a number of listings that are having price reductions because they were maybe delivered to market kind of based on those statistical highs.
Hovde says it is still unknown how Hurricane Harvey will impact the local marketplace, but there is conversation that people will relocate from Houston, which could be a positive. Bryan police announced yesterday a second arrest was made Friday night for the murder of a Bryan man at Williamson Park. According to the Bryan Police Department's Facebook page, 18-year-old Saul Lee Suarez Jr. is the second person to be arrested for the September 8th murder of 19-year-old Jonathan Munoz. That follows BPD's arrest of a 16-year-old the day Munoz was shot. BPD's Facebook page says the 16-year-old and Suarez planned to rob Munoz of his marijuana. At the park, the 16-year-old and Munoz traded gunfire and Suarez stayed inside a vehicle with a sawed-off shotgun. Munoz died at the park, and the 16-year-old received medical treatment before he was taken to juvenile detention. Suarez, who was also arrested for possessing a prohibited weapon, is back in the Brazos County Jail following his release 4 days after he paid a fine related to a guilty plea he entered last year to possessing marijuana. A shooting last Thursday that killed a Bryan man took place in a hotel parking lot. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, surveillance video from the University Inn on South Texas showed the victim, 30-year-old Carlos De Jesus Marr, was shot by the man who was arrested last Thursday night, 35-year-old William Thomas Curry III. The video shows Curry walking towards Marr in the hotel's parking lot. Marr, who was unarmed, was shot by Curry, who fired a pistol. The arrest report also indicated officers finding three .40-caliber shell casings in the parking lot. The victim left a blood trail to another parking lot of a nearby retail store. 911 dispatch received a call shortly before 4 a.m. from a man who sounded like he was gasping, and then the call ended abruptly. While the officers were searching the area, another 911 call came 40 minutes later of a man on the ground, which is where the victim was found. Life-saving measures were taken but were unsuccessful. The arrest report did not disclose, and Bryan police have not indicated what was the motive for the shooting. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 75 degrees. You can be part of the show this morning. We'd love to hear from you. 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. If you've got land to care for, get an M5 tractor with your choice of four models, each with a Kubota clean diesel engine and your choice of transmissions. And right now you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. See your local Kubota dealer today. Now through October 31st, 2017. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Good morning, 7:39, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Check this weather. Brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Partial sun today, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm through the afternoon hours. Highs anywhere from 90 to 95. Clouds night, lows will be near 75. For tomorrow, partial sun, shower, thunderstorm possible during the afternoon, 90 to 95 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, we'll have a few clouds. It remains warm, lows 75 to 80. Wednesday, some sun, chance of a shower, thunderstorm later in the day, and a high of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports here in just a little bit, talking Aggie football's win over Louisiana Lafayette on Saturday. It wasn't pretty, but it got the job done. We'll also go over some scores from Friday Night Football under the Friday Night Lights, as well as talking the Houston Astros winning their first divisional championship in 16 years. All that more coming up in sports.
They are celebrating Full House turning 30 this week.
Yeah, they're gonna. Oh, they're coming out with another season of Full House.
Yeah, are they? Well,
which I haven't watched any
of that. So we'll check that in a little while. So, a person born in 1969 has experienced approximately 20% of American history.
Really? Wow.
Country was founded 241 years ago. So somebody just over 48 has been alive for a fifth of that.
Okay,
so, makes sense.
Interesting.
Yeah, that was. You know, that happened when I was alive.
Yeah.
So the Transformers cartoon from the 1980s. Once had a fictional Middle East city called Carbamia.
Oh.
Casey Kasem quit the show as a voiceover actor because of it.
Oh, wow.
Because Casey was from...
Yeah, he was he Arabic? Is that,
Saudi Arabia? Okay.
Something like that? Anyway.
By the way, Scott, we have some folks wondering. I made mention of Jump the Shark earlier in soap opera Swords, and people are texting in. They want me to clarify what jumping the shark is.
Sure.
Yeah, because I had mentioned to the texter, I had never heard of it either.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
And Chelsea, you know, I like you, kid, so I'm going to enlighten you. Jumping the shark was when in Happy Days they had an episode where Fonzie literally jumped over a shark on some, I guess, water skis.
Yeah, they went to some sort of a water park.
And so basically what the terminology is, it's basically when a show has been going on for so long that they've run out of ideas and they just kind of go with whatever they think might get views, and it turns out to be terrible, and you don't think the show's ever going to be able to bounce back again.
Because if you think about it, Fonzie.
Right.
Who Fonzie was, what Fonzie was, they had run out of everything that they could possibly do with Fonzie, so they put him on water skis?
Yeah.
So in a leather jacket.
In a leather jacket. I was going to say, okay. Yeah, I never did see that episode.
Because that's when, hadn't Ron Howard already left the show by that point?
Oh, okay.
So this was at the end of Happy Days, and basically meant the series is over.
Jumping the shark.
You know, Henry Winkler went to a Yale drama, don't you?
Yeah,
really?
I do remember hearing that.
And he becomes Fonzie.
Fonzie.
He's actually a pretty good actor.
Yeah, I think he is. Yeah. Hello, caller.
Yeah.
You're
interestingly,
on.
Interestingly, in Arrested Development, Henry Winkler and Ron Howard were both involved with that, and they had an episode where he literally jumped over a shark on a dock.
He did, as a matter of fact, he did. That's what makes Arrested Development such a great show, just saying. So this is either a really creative strategy to try to hide during a police chase or a really terrible strategy to get a job, but a 26-year-old guy named Jose Jimenez, that is his name. Now, see, both of you are too young to know Bill Dana was a comedian who said, "My name Jose Jimenez," and he said it with an accent. And people used to think that was so funny, and they'd laugh. Now, not so much. now you would be insensitive if you laughed. But nonetheless, 26-year-old guy named Jose Jimenez from Westwood, Massachusetts, ran over a cop's foot when he sped off during a traffic stop.
Yeah.
The police spotted him driving again on Tuesday, and the chase was on. At one point, Jose managed to get a little distance from the police, so he pulled into the parking lot, ditched his car, and ran into a cell phone store where he started applying for a job. And it wasn't a terrible hiding place because, well, the manager took Jose back into his office for an interview.
Oh.
Manager said he had no idea Jose was on the run from the police because he introduced himself to me, cool as a cucumber, no sweaty hands, clean shirt, pretty well groomed. But the interview didn't go well because about halfway through, the police dog basically popped its head in the window and started barking like crazy. Cops busted the into the store. They arrested Jose. Several charges.
So he didn't get the job?
He did not get the job.
Wow.
Or he may get it when he gets out. I'm not sure. All right, Chelsea, we're going to try to help you here with being on the cutting edge of fashion. Is this something you'd go for or not?
Okay.
Okay, 2017, maybe turning out to be the worst years for the evolution of jeans. So far, we've had designer jeans, $425, that were pre-stained with mud.
Right.
We've had other jeans that were torn up, and we have jeans that zip down the back, okay, so that they go as low as you'd like for them to. Now, there's this. A designer named Natasha Zinko has created double jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they look like you put on a pair of jeans and then put on another pair of jeans over them.
Okay.
But had those it's 6 inches lower in the back, so they cost $695. Yeah, they're 6 inches lower in the back, so it's kind of like if you're wearing your pants
right
low,
yeah,
you can see that there's another pair of jeans underneath them. $695.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of them right now.
Okay.
Silly is really the only word that comes to mind.
And $695.
Well, yeah, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah, that would be it.
These are men's and women's.
No,
right?
I think
just women.
Just women.
I only see a female.
Yeah, I don't think that's something that men would necessarily need unless they're plumbers.
I love to wear two pairs of jeans, but it can get heavy and uncomfortable. What wrote one reviewer?
Really?
What? Who loves to wear two pairs of jeans?
Again, are they in Texas? I mean, because
that same reviewer said sometimes the pair on top will fall off. So embarrassing. No, what's embarrassing is paying $700 for jeans that look silly.
There's a pair on here just on the Google images where the person's wearing the one pair up around the navel area and then the other pair like down around their knees.
Yeah, there you are. So you got that going for you.
All righty, double jeans.
All right, in the meantime,
bacon!
Here we go.
Love bacon.
Fans of bacon have good news. In U.S. America, the retail prices, which had soared to record highs this summer, should begin to ease soon.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, because it's not like you price shop bacon.
No.
You price shop bacon, really? If you want bacon,
you buy it.
You want bacon.
Right.
So anyhow, in case you didn't, and I had no idea, I don't buy bacon. I don't know what it costs. You know, you can get bacon just on stuff, which is a lot better. Wholesale prices for pork bellies rose this summer, caused by stronger than expected consumer demand and a tight supply. The average August retail bacon price reached an all-time high of $6.24 a pound, which is 15% higher than it was a year ago. Naturally, the bacon prices spiked, turned some off, and wholesale pork belly prices now have fallen 50% in the past few weeks. But, as always happens, quick to rise, slow to fall. Understand they may not be actually moderating prices anytime soon. Just know that somewhere down the horizon, or on the horizon, we'll be able to have bacon once again on your burgers. Probably for what? What did they pay? 50 cents? 75 cents? What's bacon cost on a burger?
About 75 cents, I would think. Depends on where you go.
Got that going on. So there's something for you to look forward to. It's 747.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Take on the tough jobs in a powerful Kubota Standard L Series. With the right combination of dependable horsepower and ease of operation, they're perfect for the independent property owner. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months. Now through October 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with BetaMed about their scooters, Interim Healthcare, and Village Foods and Pharmacy's Jim Lewis. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
If you're living with psoriasis, you can live clear. Extract Light treatment is available locally, exclusively at Childs Dermatology. This treatment is clinically proven to slow and reverse the growth of psoriatic cells with virtually no side effects. Patients achieve 95% clearance and prolonged remission. Extract Light treatment is covered by most major insurance plans. So call Childs Dermatology to schedule your X-Track Light Treatments and start to live clear. Call 979-696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Body surfing a huge wave is exhilarating. My two boys and I love to hit the beach whenever we're visiting family on the coast. We'll spend hours there, swimming out from shore, then surfing back on top of the walls of churning water. But you learn one thing really quickly when you body surf. Being on top of the wave is exciting, but it's not so fun when that wall of water crashes over you and you're sent tumbling. You know what? Feeling overwhelmed is a lot like that. Some days you're on top of the wave, other days, well, you're tumbling and turning through an emotional ocean that's crashing all around you. The dictionary even defines the word overwhelmed with that kind of imagery. If you're nearly drowning, I'd like to give you a couple of ideas that can help. The first is this: focus on doing the next right thing. Trying to conquer step two or three before you finish step one is wasted effort. It'll add to your stress, not lessen it. Tomorrow will have its own problems, so focus on today. The second thing is to learn to say no. You can turn people down graciously, but set reasonable boundaries on your time and commitments. Be mindful of other people's needs, but prioritize your own health and wellness too. Those two ideas, focusing on the next right thing and learning to say no, won't resolve your issues overnight, but they're a crucial part of you getting on top of your emotional wave. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free 888-852-4788. That's 888-852-4788. 888-852-4788. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Some quick high school football scores from Friday night. Adam Consolidated dispersed of Austin High 66-0. Bryanfield and Magnolia West 20-14. College Station came up short in a shootout with St. Pius X 58-41. And Navasota topped Waller 41-21. Elsewhere, Buffalo remains undefeated following a 60-20 win over Grapeland. And St. Joe's couldn't get past the Village School 42-12. Of course, to keep up with all your favorite teams this fall, head over to BrazosFootball.com. After finding themselves down 21-14 at the half, the Fighting Texas Aggie football team scored 31 unanswered points to top Louisiana Lafayette 45-21 at Kyle Field on Saturday. Coach Kevin Sumlin was asked what made the difference between the first half and the second half.
The first half, we did not execute. We did play hard. We did communicate. But as I said before, as we started the week, you know, two of those three will win you some games. Three of three will usually win every game. And basically the first half we didn't execute, and the second half we did. Couldn't run the ball in the first half. I think the move back to Eric McCoy at center helped us. I think, you know, some of the things that we did on defense on third down helped us too.
Freshman quarterback Kellen Mond completed 21 of 34 passes for 301 yards and three touchdowns to go along with an interception and a score on the ground. Now the Aggies, who improved to 2-1 on the season, kick off the SEC slate this Saturday against Arkansas Jerry World. To get Coach Sumlin's take on last weekend's win, as well as the matchup against the Razorbacks, tune into the Coach Kevin Sumlin radio show tonight from 7 to 8 right here on WTAW. Elsewhere around Aggieland, number 22 soccer dropped its conference opener at Auburn 1-0 Friday. Meanwhile, men's tennis won all three singles matches on the final day of the Napa Valley Tennis Classic, and the Aggie women made an appearance in the singles quarterfinals and double semifinals at the Racquet Club College Invitational. Men's golf wrapped up the weekend by firing a 9-under final round to win the OFCC Fighting Illini Invitational in Olympia Hills, Illinois. So congratulations to everybody. The AP football poll is out, and the Aggs are not in it. Alabama remains number one, followed by new number two Clemson, number three Oklahoma, number four Penn State, and number five USC. The only Lone Star team in the top 25 is TCU, which jumps up from number 20 to number 16, following a 56-36 victory over SMU. If you'd like to check out the full top 25, of course, you can go to our website, WTAW.com. Well, for the first time since 2001, the Houston Astros are division champs.
Correa is out, calling everyone off. He's there, makes the catch, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros are 2017 American League West champions.
Robert Ford with the call on Astros radio. Four Astros players went deep in recent acquisition. Justin Verlander allowed three hits and one run in seven solid innings as Astros clinched the championship for the first time in 16 years. Meanwhile, the Texas Rangers are still in the AL wildcard race, at least for now. Joey Gallo smacked a mammoth home run in the second, and the Texas bullpen provided four innings of solid relief as the Rangers topped the LA Angels yesterday 4-2. And the victory snapped a five-game losing skid for Texas, which remains five games back in Minnesota for the second AL wildcard spot. Well, of course, the Houston Texans grabbed a win in Cincinnati Thursday night, but it was the Dallas Cowboys who were in action yesterday, paying a visit to the Denver Broncos, and it wasn't pretty. Dak Prescott threw two interceptions, Ezekiel Elliott ran for just 8 yards, and the Cowboys' defense had no answer for Denver in a 42-17 loss. Now, the 42 points were the most the Dallas defense has given up since a 2013 loss to Chicago Bears, 45-28. And by the way, Monday Night Football tonight, the New York Giants against, who are they playing tonight? The New York Giants are going to be playing tonight.
Of course.
Against the Detroit Lions. There you go. The Detroit Lions and New York Giants, because I got Matthew Stafford on my fantasy team, so I should know that. They're going to be playing tonight at 7:30. Broadcast will be over on the Zone. And that's been your morning sports update, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
If you're headed out on the road to follow your favorite football team, go first to Sevcheck Service Center. Let them take care of your car or truck and get it ready for the road. Whether it's an oil change, a tire rotation, or something a little bit more serious, the Sevcheck family has been keeping cars and trucks running in the Brazos Valley since 1972. They're open all week long, Monday through Friday from 7 to 6 and Saturdays 7 to 4. It's Sevcheck Service Center, family-owned and operated, 2200 Longmire, just down from the post office in College Station.
Ford is here to help after Hurricane Harvey. Buy a new Ford at Team Ford of Navasota, and you won't have to make your first payment till next year. That's right, next year. Team Ford is delaying payments for 120 days on all vehicles with approved credit. Also, if you have an insurance claim on a vehicle that was affected by the flood, come to Team Ford and present the claim and get A-Plan pricing. A-Plan pricing is usually only available to Ford factory workers. Dealership employees can't even get these prices. So this is huge. Visit Team Ford of Navasota, where you always get a nice price.
So are you looking to get into that real estate market? Maybe you're looking to buy a new home. Maybe you're looking to sell the home that you have currently. Well, do you know anything about the market right now? Is it a seller's market? Is it a buyer's market? Maybe you don't know these things. And if you don't, I'm telling you right now, you need to get in touch with some experts. Who should you get in touch with? Well, Zweiker & Associates. You know why? Because they are the experts when it comes to real estate, specifically here in the Brazos Valley. They know all about the numbers. Get in touch with Jen. Get in touch with Greg. Get in touch with anybody over there at the team at Zweiker & Associates, and they will help you out to make the experience a whole lot better for you, because everybody knows that buying or selling a house can be a really stressful and really hassle-filled experience. Well, guess what? It doesn't have to be. Get in touch with the experts over at Zweiker & Associates. ZARealEstate.com is where you go to get in touch with them. They will help you out because that is what their passion is. That's what they love to do. In fact, their mission statement says that they want to improve the lives of their clients. So get in touch with them. ZARealEstate.com for Zweiker & Associates.
About a minute till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So did you watch the end of the USC Texas game?
Yes, I did.
I did too.
I didn't watch it live. I saw it the next morning. But
I happened to view it at an establishment here in town, and there were plenty of happy people about that ending.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Really?
But yeah,
they liked it, huh?
I mean, believe it or not.
Well, the fact that it got to that point is something they shouldn't be necessarily happy about. If you want to do that, but they're in another conference, it doesn't matter.
It matters, Scott.
All right, did you see the Florida-Tennessee game?
Yes, did not watch that one.
I saw the end of that one too.
You've seen it since, though, right?
No.
You have not?
No.
Okay, you need to just, during the 3 minutes of Fox News, you just need to go see the last play. That's all.
I'm still waiting for them to put it to some Celine Dion music. You know how they like the Selena scene?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
They need to do that.
That was about as amazing as I can remember recently. That was pretty good stuff. That goes back to Auburn and Alabama and returning the blocked, was it field goal or extra goal or whatever.
Yeah.
Pretty spectacular stuff. And then, you know, it's then we got the Piggy People this weekend. So that should be interesting. Yeah,
will be a matchup of two teams who have not looked very good this year.
Two very angry fan bases will be at Jerry World for that. That'll be interesting. Hey, look, we're looking at a heat index of 101 today. I know, it's September. It's not supposed to happen. WTAW College Station, Brian, 8 o'clock.